Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Drew?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Drew, how's it going? My name's Sahak. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Okay, hope you are.
Yeah, I am. Thank you. Appreciate that. You know, it's Tuesday, so one day closer. Moving right along, right? Got to look at the positive. Now, let's see. Let me just confirm a couple things because you just sent this over. So for service area, just about 25 miles, right, depending on the job, obviously.
Yeah, I'm from Anita.
From Anita. Okay, and then you guys are doing residential only for now?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any, is it just, you know, general, junk removal, or do you do any specific type of work, like maybe appliance cleanup or anything else like that, or do you want to just be found for the, you know, the general term junk removal?
We haul away appliances or yard debris, or we also do clean outs for people moved out and left a bunch of stuff.
Okay, got you. Clean outs. All right.
Yeah.
The reason I like to do that is because I like to do a quick search, right, just in the beginning, just to get the potential for the area, right, for that keyword. I think junk removal is a good term, right? So it should get
yeah.
a lot of searches. Let's try that. So, okay, so for – I'm going to just do a 50-mile radius just because that's the potential that's there, but we don't – obviously we can put it at 25, but just for our example. So 50 miles – between Google and Facebook in the last 30 days for junk removal, there's been a little over 2,000, you know, about 2,200 almost. So just to give you an idea of the potential that's there, right? And I'm sure during the winter, this is going to start to pick up even more, right, for Christmas and, like, the holidays and all that. So, you know, the sky's the limit with that. Now, the reason I bring it up is because that's where the service comes in too, right? Because you can't be found on the first page of Google when people are searching if you're not already listed there, right? And that's where we come in. So if anyone searches for junk removal or appliance pickup, you know, yard debris, clean out, you're going to pop up on that first page like when you would do a typical search on Google, right? You see the map pop up and there's like three businesses listed.
Yeah.
Right?
And I think I'd like to hold it less, no more than 30 miles.
30 max.
Yeah.
From Anita, depending on the job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And we can fluctuate that at any time. Say you wanted to go farther out, keep it closer at one point. You know, you have like a – so I guess that is kind of a good place to start with what's included, right? So we don't just put you on the first page of Google either, right? Now, of course, that's the best part, people searching and finding you on the first page, but also put you on all the most popular search engines, so like Bing – as well, and Yahoo, all the most popular directories, so like Yellow Pages, White Pages, Better Business Bureau, Apple, Alexa even, for like voice-activated searches. So, I mean, they can search on anything. As long as they're searching for junk removal or something of the sort, right, any keyword that you want to use, you're going to pop up. They just have to be services that you provide, obviously. But then we also, it's like a full-service marketing package as well, so we also put you on sponsored Facebook ads. You have an app with like a tracking system on your phone, right? So you can actually see what areas you're being searched in, the keywords you're being found for. That way you can kind of make observations yourself. Now, of course, or you can just have us, you know, track everything for you because you have a tech team at your disposal as well. Like Monday through Friday, if you want to run a new promotion for the business that month or change content or keywords or, I mean, anything you can think of pretty much is included marketing-wise. And those calls go straight to you. So unlike, say, Yelp or Angie's or Home Advisor, right, where the lead gets sent to your competition, it can be sometimes kind of a race to get to the client first, right? And then whether you get the job or not, you're still going to be paying for the lead. This is not like that. This is more of an organic listing of people finding you on the first page of all these directories and search engines, and then they call you directly. So instead of them finding Home Advisor or Angie's on the first page, and calling them, and then, you know, you get the lead and they charge you whether you get the job or not. This, they call you directly. So you can cherry pick the business you want, right, without worrying about paying for every lead. And of course, you're getting like a living, breathing human, right, who's doing the search and calling you. So more likelihood it's actually a job on the other end, right, which is what we want it to do, right, is actually get you jobs.
That's right.
Exactly. That's what it's about. It's got to be a return, right? It's got to make sense. And that's why I like to do that example, because then it shows you, I mean, this is designed to pay for itself. I mean, thousands of, you know, searches per month. Say we got you 1%, right, of those searches. So what was it, like 2,200 almost? So say 22 solid calls, right, solid jobs. We can, I mean, that's going to pay for this no problem. And then, like I said, with this tracking system, we can throttle everything. Like say, you know, you want to just go 30 miles, certain income levels or ages to make sure you get the type of jobs you want and the areas that you want and the volume that you want. So then you have more control over it, you know, and it's not like those third party services like, you know, Angie's or Home Advisor, where there's not, you don't really have much control. You kind of just get what they give you. This you get to choose, right? And it's more customizable for your business and for yourself, of course. Now as for the pricing, because I know it usually comes down to that, right? Let me just check here. I see they put you in for that credit, because you guys are just 3 months in business, right? You just started?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So now if you're within your first year, you would qualify for that credit she put you in for the new in business credit. We can thank her later. It's a really great credit. So it's for some of our newer businesses who sign up, because we are inclined to work with new businesses and help them grow, of course. So with, just to give you an idea of the difference, right, with the credit, so instead of it being $898, it's just $348. And then actually after that first month, that goes down again to just $249, because the initial payment would include like your onboarding or programming, which by the way does include a website as well. So essentially after the first month, that's just $249 a month, right? That keeps you month to month, no contract. That keeps you up on the first page, running on all the directories, all the search engines, you know, voice activated searches like Alexa, your sponsored Facebook ads. Everything I went over is included in that. So that price doesn't change month to month, depending on the amount of calls or jobs. I mean, you can get 5 calls or 50,000 calls or $1,000 job. It makes no difference on the pricing. It's just a flat fee month to month. It covers like a full marketing package, if that makes sense.
Okay.
And have you ever done the verification process on Google for dump the junk, you know, like your Google My Business?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, so that's the first thing they do, actually. So what they do is they get you verified through a process, and then also we would go over like the keywords you want to be found for, you know, the areas, and then basically, you know, if you have any information you want to use for the website, pictures of your work or, you know, your van or whatever it is, you know, anything content wise, and then your own like, you know, reviews or testimonies we can add. You can have scheduling and billing for clients so they can contact you through the web too. So they have a whole new demographic for you as well. And then you get to be instrumental in creating it too, if you want to, if we can use your, you know, content and get your approval on everything. So it's customizable for, you know, however you want it to look.
Okay, well, right now I have a site called dumpthejunksml@gmail.com.
Dumpthejunksml?
@gmail.com.
That's the email?
Yeah.
That's the one? Okay, got you. I think it was going to be one of my next questions. And then, is this the number that you want clients to call, the 2374?
Yeah, this number you call me on.
Is okay, okay. And now, for the verification on Google, now the address you listed on your Angie's, right, is 3137 Meter Spur Road. Is that the address that you want, you know, to use for the verification as well on Google?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, we won't list it online unless you want us to. Is that like a physical address, like a office, or is it a home address?
That's my home. I work out of my home.
Okay. So we won't list it online if you don't want. If you don't mind, we would, you know, we will, just some people don't. They opt out. Just because it is your home,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's the first page of Google, so a lot of people will see it, so that's why I like to ask.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. And then Jerrell, so let me just make sure she spelled this right. J-E-R-R-E-L-L?
Right.
Okay. And the last name?
Honeycutt, H-U-N-E-Y-C-U-T-T.
I always like that last name. I don't hear it really often, but when I do, I always, there's something about it that has a ring to it. Honeycutt?
Yeah, like Doc Honeycutt on MASH.
There you go. Maybe that's why. Because I used to watch that so much when I was younger, like because my dad would watch it, so I'd be watching it, you know? That's probably where I heard it from. That's funny. Yeah, for some reason, I always love that name. Now, as for, like, your Google business profile, like, how it would appear to, like, clients online, let me just make sure I have everything correct here. Okay. And then can you confirm the email for me one more time?
Okay, it's dump the junk. dumpthejunk
sml@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. For some reason, it didn't save, of course. Okay, there we go. Now, like I was saying, for your Google business profile, like how it appears to your clients, right, when people see you, what about hours of operation? Do you want that to be like a 9-to-5 or more like an 8-to-6 or?
How about 7-to-7?
That's good. Okay, 7 and 7. And that's Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Through Saturday. Okay. Taking Sunday off, right? And then for clients to contact you, phone, text, and email is going to be okay?
Yes.
Okay. And then now for areas that you want to service, should I just go off the ones you have listed on your home advisor here? Let's take a look at what you got. So let's see. I'm going to pull down. There it is. Okay. So Roanoke, Bedford, Moneta, any others? You can have up to 12 if you wanted to list that many.
Yeah. Good.
What was it called? Can you spell that?
G-O-O-D-E.
V-O-O-D-D?
G-O-O-D-E. E like it.
Ah. Yeah, like this E is silent. Gotcha. Okay.
It's good with the E on the end of it.
Right. Well, exactly.
Vinton.
One more time? Sorry, you cut out there.
Vinton, V-I-N-T-O-N.
Vinton, okay. Got it.
And, Hardy, H-A-R-D-Y.
Okay. And it's a 30-mile radius you want it, right? Max, like depending on the job, obviously.
Yeah, 30 miles, yeah. Stewartsville.
And if there's any other Stewartsville, okay, perfect. Stewartsville. Got it.
Chambersburg.
You said James, with a J? Jamesburg?
C-H-A-M-B-E-R-L-I-S-B-U-R-G.
Jamesburg. Gotcha.
Yeah, Chambersburg.
Okay.
And Goodview.
Goodview?
Yes.
Sounds like it has a good view, maybe?
Yeah. That's right.
Yep, I figured. Any others before we go on to the next part?
Cave Spring.
P-A-V-E Spring?
Yeah, C-A-V-E Springs, uh-huh.
Two words or one?
Two words.
Okay, Cave Springs, got it. See, so you haven't done the verification on Google. Do you have like a Facebook set up for the Dump the Junk? Or, because we can build that too if you don't have one.
Oh, yeah, I do have a Facebook. That's the Dump the Junk SML @gmail.com. That's the Facebook account.
Oh, that's the email associated with it, right?
Yeah.
So it should pop up. Okay. And then you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing?
Yes. Actually, in okay. Bedford, they don't require a license, but I'm insured.
Okay. Okay. Good to know. As long as you're insured, I think that's really the only thing they look at. But if you don't need a license there, usually you're okay. It goes by state to state, even with Google sometimes.
Yeah, I went into the municipal building to get my local license, but they say don't require any.
Require, yeah. Okay. I'll put doesn't require one in that state. Okay. And then let's see. So with the app, right, we have an app that you can see everything real time for your tracking system. You're going to get the website and everything. So if you have anything needed for the website, like if you want to, you know, add pictures or whatnot, just have that ready, you know, for the time you speak with the technician. Now, what about the keywords that you want to be found for? I know junk removal and appliance, you know, removal, but any other specific ones you want to make sure that we list you for?
Yeah, junk removal, clean outs, hauling.
Hauling, that's a good one, okay. Hauling. So I got junk removal, appliance, pickup. I don't know if pickup is better than removal. I can also have the technician let you know the ones that have high search volumes that fall under that, you know, umbrella of junk removal too, if you like. I just want to get the ones you provide first so he can optimize those. So I have junk removal, right. Appliance, pickup, yard debris removal, I guess would be a good one. But even if they just
light
yard debris, maybe. What was it?
Light demolition. Light demolition. Like
demolition.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then hauling, of course. So I got junk removal, appliance pickup, yard debris, clean outs, hauling, light demolition. Anything else?
I think that'll pretty well cover it.
That'll do it? Okay, perfect. And if there's any others you want to add at any time, like I said, they're flexible with most things. So if you do, just let the technician know. They can add it, you know, as you go along. Same with the radius. We can switch it out, you know. Totally up to you. So let me just make sure I add the phone number and everything. Okay, it looks like we're good on this end. So let me just confirm personal info. Yep. Okay, got the address. And then next would just be billing. Now, is that the same address for the billing address, the 3137?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And is that like a business card? Would I have dumped the junk on it, or is that just a personal card?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Oh, and then the card for the payment method, is that like a business account? Like, would it have the name of the company
on
the card as well?
Business, yeah, dump the junk, SML, okay. It was Dump the Junk LLC is a business name. Dump the Junk
LLC.
LLC.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then business the address, LLC. The billing address is 3137.
That's right.
Okay. And then for the, is it a Visa or a MasterCard?
Oh, yeah, it'll be my Visa debit card.
Okay. And then, so go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Well, I left my wallet at home this morning.
Oh, no.
I never do that, but I did this morning.
And one of those days, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so what's a good time to maybe try you back when you'll be able to get back home?
Yes, I'll be home by 5.
Okay, perfect. So I'll give you a call around 5 then, and we'll finish up.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
And I'll send you over a text with my contact info. That way, if you got any questions, we can set up the call from there.
Oh, that's great. And
okay,
and
perfect.
And appreciate if you could email me some information about what we're doing too.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Is that better? Yeah. Yeah. So I usually send the text, but I can send both. Yeah. Let me send that now. Hold on. Local splash. Okay.
So anybody in that 30 mile radius that Google junk removal, it'll be my name coming up, right?
Right. Like where you would see the top three that show up. Yeah, you show up there on that first page, like with an eye shot, you know, right when they do the search.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let me just send this here.
And what was that price again?
Oh, yeah. So the first month is just $348, and then every month after is $249, because the initial payment does include the onboarding and programming, which includes the website. So essentially after the first month, which is $348, it's $249 every month after, if that makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I just sent you in the email. You have all that listed there, and I'll send you the text as well, and then I'll give you a call around 5, and we'll get you started.
Okay. How long will it take to get it going?
Oh, so like the turnaround time? Yeah, so let's see. Our average is we get most of everything set up in about 2 weeks. Everything's fully functional and running full speed about 30 to 45 days. Most other companies, you're looking at about 4 to 6 months. But since we've been in business about almost 19 years now, and we do work directly with Google since 2004, I believe, we have one of the quicker turnaround times. So just a couple weeks, few weeks. That's it.
Okay. And what's the name of your company?
Local, like as in the area, and Splash as in water. Local Splash. That'll all be in the email. You should have it already in your inbox. But if you want to look us up, just go to Local Splash. .com. We're also, that'll take you straight there. Now, of course, you're going to see the full price online, but.
Okay.
What was that, sorry?
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, no problem at all. So I'll talk to you this evening, okay? You have a good one.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.